All right, we're going to play a game. Really fun game. Real Chicago street name or made up Chicago street. I know just the person who can help and be a perfect lifeline for you on this. It's John Hansen. How are you, John? I'm so happy you're able to do this.
Yeah, don't put the pressure on me, Anna. Now I'm starting to get nervous. I started looking around the block, but I said, no, I want to keep the sanctity of the game here.
Thank you.
I didn't cheat. Yes.
Well, I'm not sure that would have helped, because these are not necessarily the streets that, like Western or Ashland, that's not on this list. This is the obscure stuff. But hey, didn't you, I know I've always remarked, and I've told you this off air many times, I'm beyond impressed how you can move from news to sports to serious segments to like fun things, but then you can do traffic and weather as well. And I'm just like, oh my God, this guy is talented, and you move between them all so effortlessly. But you did do traffic at one point, didn't you, in your career?
I did. First of all, you should be my agent. That was very kind of you to say. Second of all, yeah, I started in traffic. Actually, my first day on WGN radio was as a traffic reporter about 10 years ago right now. I spent 2 or 3 years doing it, not only in Chicago, but for those of you who may not know, traffic reporters often do it for a bunch of different cities in the same day.
Wow, a bunch of different cities. I didn't know that. I thought it was a different stations. Like you might do one radio station here and one radio station across town or whatever. But different cities, huh?
Well, like the real good ones, like Mary Vandeville, she gets to just do Chicago and WGN. But us up-and-comers, we had to do it all over the place.
I would have been so confused as I said, Mary, you're doing St. Louis tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, geez. Ledoux, Laclede. I mean, I don't know. They've got all those French names. Like Crèvecoeur, isn't that one of their areas or something? But they have French names that they butcher. That's all I know about St.
Louis. Oh, yeah. And it's really bad when that happens. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, like Florissant, I think it's pronounced. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. I mean, they don't. The French would not be impressed with the way things are done over there.
Okay,
but we don't care about them.
Anna, I can double check your names of streets because I have my own Chicago directory of streets right in front of me right now.
Keep that handy.
That I found. This was in one of my old traffic reporter books. So,
oh my God,
I don't know how old it is though.
Wait, is it a really small one, like a quarter page size one that you flip through?
I don't know. It's got like four columns of ABC all the way through the whole.
Because
it's
my dad worked for the city streets and sand for a little while. He used to have one like that because before you had
for the
MapQuest.
East, west, north, south. Yeah, you had to have
he had all of it.
Well, my dad knew them all by heart. And when I started doing traffic, my dad was like, you mean you don't know these by heart? I'm like, no, Dad. I didn't grow up in the city like you did. You know, I grew up in the suburbs thanks to you.
Well, we may need your help, Mary, because
we were a little
concerned that some of the made-up ones might actually be streets.
Okay.
But I think we were able to double-check
or triple-check. I'm not guessing or anything. I'll just sit here and I'll just double-check for you, just for fun.
Okay. I think
it's all up to you, John. Ha ha.
John.
Yeah, here we go.
But you know Chicago. And come on. And you've done traffic. So you're a great one.
Yeah. I should know it, right? I mean, I know the grid, but I think we're going off the grid for some of these.
We are. We're going off the grid. But some of them are still going to be very familiar.
Okay.
And this doesn't count honorary streets, right?
No, the brown signs?
Yes.
No. Thank you.
Bad.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Excellent point. Except in cases where Pulaski, the brown sign, is actually on Pulaski. So, you know, obviously that would, be synonymous. It's fine. But you're right. Some of those other ones, no, you can't. Those don't work. All right, so are we going to try to get started here? Are we ready to go here? We're good? John, you good?
As ready as we're going to be. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Julie, you're on WGN. Welcome to the show, and thank you for playing the game. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm ready to play.
Are you a Chicagoan? Are you spent a lot of time in the city? You think you might be good at this?
I'm in sales, and my territory has been in the city for 19 years, so I should know some of these.
All right, here we go. I should mention the rules. The rules are we're going to give you five street names. You got to get at least three correct, and then you win a prize. So and John's your lifeline. So you can kind of talk over with him. So John helps.
Julie should be my lifeline. Someone that sales or like real estate, they're going to know it front and back.
Julie, you may not need a lifeline, but here you go. Here's your first one. Bussey Avenue. Bussey Avenue. Is that a real Chicago street or a made-up Chicago street?
That's real.
That is real. You are correct. Woo! All right. Crilly Court. Is Crilly Court a real Chicago street, or is that a made-up city street name?
That's made up. Crilly Court?
Crilly Court.
That's made up. Where is that?
224 West.
Oh, see, there you go. Mary.
Crilly with a C.
You can request a spelling if you do, if you would like that. But you got three more chances. All right, so you got one right, one wrong. All right, here we go. Dewey Street. Is Dewey Street a real Chicago street name or a made-up city street name?
John, you want to help me?
Oh, Dewey. I'm going to go made up.
Oh, no, no, that's right. That's right. I thought you were going to say you got it. You got it.
Can you spell it for me?
You got it right. It's D-U-E-Y, and it's made up, so that's how we chose to spell
it. Oh, I thought it was D-E-W-E-Y.
Yeah, that one, no. It's D-U-E-Y according to the way we have written it, but it's totally made up, and you are correct. You have two right. You need three, Julie. And the next one is Hoey Street, H-O-E-Y. Hoey Street, is that a real Chicago street name, or is that a made-up Chicago street name?
That is made up. Wait, no. H-O-Y-E?
H-O-E-Y. Hoey.
H-O. I think that's made up. Oh, no, that's real. That's real.
1000 West.
Ugh. I love it. 1000 West. I've never heard of Hoey Street myself.
I've never either, but it's H-O-E-Y, yeah.
Hooker Street. How about Hooker Street?
That's
real?
That's made up.
You're going to go with made up, Julie?
Made up.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Who wants to live on Hooker Street?
Nobody. 800 West.
I'm not
Julie,
moving there.
You've been an excellent sport. We're going to give you one of the WGN Radio Retro logo t-shirts anyway, and they're really cool. So thank you for playing, and appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day, okay? We're going to, hey, that was Hooker I knew, Hoey I didn't know. I knew Crilly.
Yeah.
And Bussy.
Well, I don't want to ruin another future question, but I know Hooker intersects with weed. And nothing good happens on that intersection. So.
You're actually right. I've covered many a news story over near Hooker and Weed that some things do happen. But they tend to happen over in that area. I agree with
for
you, John.
Sure.
I totally do. Let's go to contestant number two here, Chris. Go ahead. You're on WGN. And are you ready to play the game Real Chicago Street or Not a Chicago City Street?
Sure. Sure thing.
Are you from Chicago? Do you spend a lot of time here?
I used to live in the city, so hopefully I remember some of these.
Okay, here we go. John is your lifeline. John Hansen is here for you. And Chris, if you could turn your radio down just a little bit, we can hear the echo in the background.
It's
your
down.
First, thank you, sir. Your first street name is Hazel Street.
Like
Hazel.
The TV show?
Like the woman's
like the
name.
Maid?
Yes.
Hazel. Yeah, there is a Hazel from what I remember.
You got it. One right. You need five. You need three out of five, Chris, and you got one. Hortense. Is Hortense a real Chicago? Hortense. It's H-O-R-T-E-N-S-E. Hortense.
Hortense. Hortense. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Bertha Place. Is Bertha Place a real Chicago city street?
Like the woman's name, Bertha.
Yeah. Bertha.
The Grateful Dead song called Bertha. That's I would think I would remember that street if I. No.
You're going to go made up or real?
Yeah, made up.
Made up. You win, Chris.
Okay.
That was easy. Gosh, you called those out. Now, there's also a Gerda, but there is a Gerda, but there's no Bertha.
That's it looks like Goethe, doesn't it, that street?
I was looking up Bertha with B-O-E-T-H-E just to see if it was spelled like Gerda.
And we are correct, right, Mary? There is no Bertha.
There's no
street.
Bertha.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Chris. You win a $50 gift certificate from Builder Supply Outlet. So much more than kitchen cabinets. Visit the Edge Design Studio and Builder Supply Outlet and get inspired for your next home improvement project. How's
All
that
right.
sound, Chris?
Thank you.
Congrats. Have a good rest of your day.
I appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Listening,
you
Chris. We, John, we're going to have to pause here because we're, you know,
okay.
I think folks are doing really well here. I mean, this is, you know, I was sorry that Julie didn't get them, but those were difficult ones. Those were really difficult.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. And I thought Bertha was real, to be perfectly honest. I can almost pick, I think sometimes it's like you picture the actual street sign, and I know we can get in our own heads about this, but I just for some reason thought there was a Bertha on a green sign somewhere. But
yeah, right, they do. They start. That's what I was worried about when we started making them up. We're like, wait a minute, are we sure? Are we sure? No, we have Mary. Mary is going to make sure that we are correct, absolutely correct on this stuff.
From 1922, if that helps. I don't know how old this thing is.
I don't know if things have changed since then. I don't know. It's 2:45. We're going to hear from, we're going to play the game, pick it up on the other side in just a moment here on WGN. So stay with us. All right. We're going to go back to our game. John Hansen is here serving as a lifeline in real Chicago streets or not a Chicago streets. Thinking back as your time as a traffic reporter, there's always those streets. And I just know even covering news like the Paulina, Paulinas, you got to kind of pull the people from out of town over and be like, hey, this is how you say it.
Oh, the troop. Yeah, for sure.
Troop. Another one. Exactly. Or Gerda. I'm still not. Is that the way we say it? Because I don't often hear that it's pronounced that way. But
Also, Levitt. Some people say leave it. No, Levitt. There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. We're going to go back to the phones. And we got Doug. Doug, you're on WGN. You ready to play our game? Real Chicago Street, not a Chicago Street?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Doug, any special talents you think you might have that will make you particularly good at this game?
Physically blind, but driving anyway.
All right. Let's see how this goes. Okay. Your first street name, Doug, is West Pippin Street. West Pippin Street. Is that a real Chicago street or a made-up street?
Oh, boy. Spell it.
P-I-P-P-I-N, just like the famous basketball player. West Pippin Street.
No, he's E-N, and there is a P-I-P-P-I-N.
Oh, you knew both. I almost want to give you 2 points for that. The correction, thank you. You got one. Well done, Doug, with the spelling and the guessing.
Pippin's Pub over by Holy Name.
Yeah, is that closing as a pandemic?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great pub. All right, here's South Jordan Avenue, Doug. Is South Jordan Avenue a real Chicago street or a made-up Chicago street?
No, that one is made up.
Right. Oh, wow. West Pope John Paul II Drive. Is West Pope John Paul II Drive?
But I thought that was honorary, but because of all the Polish people here and he was Polish, I would say that's real.
It is indeed. I mean, you are too good at this. And Mary, do you want to just check that one for us?
See, that's not honorary. It's not on my old list.
But that, when was his visit? It was
92.
I remember.
92.
Hey,
thank
what
you.
Was the one you had before that? What was the one?
South Jordan and
there
West
is
Pippin.
A Jordan, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, 812 West.
Well, I think Doug understood how you were trying to go with the basketball analogy there. And
oh,
so
it I got
the
J-O-R-D-A-N. It. Well, this is Jordan.
I mean, Doug is like too good at this game. I mean, my God. Doug, you win. You actually win the $50 gift certificate from Builder's Supply Outlet. So much more than kitchen cabinets. Visit the Edge Design Studio and Builder's Supply Outlet and get inspired. So you get the $50 and thank you for playing, Doug. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You do the same. Keep warm.
Thank you. Mary, go back to that. Jordan is J-O-U-R-D-A-N.
Yes.
And that's where?
812 West.
812
Yeah, it's a South Street. But yeah, it's on my list, but it's J-O-U-R-D-A-N.
Huh. Had you heard about that, John? Did you know about Jordan?
No. No. Anytime you get to, you're going to 812 West.
So yeah.
We're even between 800 or 900. Now we're at an 850. Now we're breaking it down by 12.
Yeah. So it could be like a little tiny alleyway. You know?
That's so true.
I mean, it could be that maybe is extinct now. Who knows? Maybe they got rid of it.
Yeah. I mean, I do some alleys do have street names, I've noticed. Have you guys noticed this too? Especially around downtown.
Yeah.
Like I said, this list, I think, is when I had to take like a traffic test back in the old days when they made us take these traffic tests to become traffic reporters. So this is probably 25 years old at least.
God, they made you take a traffic test. Jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Metro traffic.
I like how this is the Bible that we're using. This is 25 years old. Nothing, you
yes.
know. No update. You know, you could just Google it, Mary.
I didn't have time to research, okay, John?
Well,
you know, I just became aware of this
exactly.
game.
I
like
didn't exactly give her
ago.
A heads up. This is very scientific, this whole thing. It's all so buttoned up, and you can totally tell. Hey, let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on WGN. You ready to play the game Real Chicago Street or Not a Chicago Street?
Absolutely. This is a fun game.
What about you, Tom? You got some special talents or gifts in this area? You think you know the city?
I was a messenger over Christmas just to pick up a couple extra bucks. So,
yeah. That works. That works. That'll help. All right, here is the first street. It is, you ready, Tom?
Yep, fire away.
Mango Avenue. Is Mango Avenue a real Chicago street?
Oh, my gut says that just sounds false. John, just, I'm going to say it. It sounds false to me. Just,
what do you think? I think it's a real street. I couldn't tell you where. I want to say North Side or Rogers Park. I can picture it on the sign.
Okay. Then my middle name is Thomas John here. John says it's real. It's real. Mango
Thomas
Street.
Thomas John says it's real. And you, Thomas John, would be correctamundo. You got
Hell
one.
Yeah.
All right. Second one. Here's your next street. It's called Pool Drive. P-O-O-L Drive. Is that a real Chicago street or is that a made-up street?
Well, I'm going to, John, we're going to go two for two. What do you think, sir?
I think I wouldn't be surprised, right? Like if there's a pool in some neighborhood that has a little half street that leads towards it and they were running out of ideas and they just said Pool Drive.
Stretch it,
John. Drive, so that's like a third of a block. That's what I would say. I don't know.
All right, well, TJ, yeah. Thomas John's going to agree with John. Yes, it's a real street.
That seemed like a stretch of a reason, but you're absolutely correct. Oh, my God. Wow.
See, and that's not on my list.
It's not on your list?
No, I tell you, it's an old list.
This is according to a Chicago Magazine article. So that
it's
was
probably a new street.
Yeah, could be.
Old list, new street. So there you go.
There. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You got two correct. That's what counts. And so now we're going for three. Here you go, Tom. Is Palm Beach Drive a real Chicago street, or is that a made-up Chicago street?
My gut says made-up. You know what? John, what do you think? Just going to keep going.
I agree.
Made-up street.
John?
I agree.
Okay, yeah, so the answer is made-up street. You got it. Absolutely correct. So you won your three, Tom. Congratulations. How great is that?
I couldn't have done it without my middle name. That's why I'm TJ or John. Thank you, John. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, no problem. There we go. I want half of whatever you're getting.
It'd be a $50 gift certificate from Builder Supply Outlet. I'm not sure Tom wants to share, but, you know, a thank you note. A thank you note might be nice. That could be cool. Thank you for playing, Tom. Enjoy your day, okay?
Okay. You guys do the same. Thank you, Anna. It's a fun game. Do it again.
All right, I will. Thank you. This is our first entree into this particular game, as you might be able to tell. But so what? We'll do it again, and maybe next time be even more buttoned up. I think we have time for one more, Pete. Right? We have time for one more contestant. Let's go to Judy. Judy, you are our final contestant here for Real Chicago Street or Not a Chicago Street. Are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
Okay. And Judy, do you want to explain to us anything about your knowledge of city streets or anything why you might be prepared to play this game?
No, I got nothing. I'm just looking for John to help.
John, get your lifeline ready here. Okay, we know that there's a weed street, Judy. Is there a high street in Chicago?
My gut's saying yes. What do you think, John?
I agree. I don't know if they intersect. I wish they would.
I think they should. So I'm saying yes.
Sorry. Yep,
no,
sorry, guys.
John!
Just because you wish it so doesn't mean it is.
Chances here. Come on now.
There's a high Lind. There's no high.
Yeah. Mary.
Okay.
All right. So we're correct on that one. We made that one up. We wanted to go right after Weed Street, but we already talked about Weed Street, so that's not part of it. Is there a Lightfoot Street in Chicago? A Lightfoot Street in Chicago?
Oh, I want to say no. I'm going to say no. What, John?
I think you're right.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, gosh.
Mary, can you please explain where Lightfoot
is? Yes, 5925 West. Gordon Lightfoot.
Almost to Austin. That shouldn't count. We're almost out of the city. That's like the last block of the city.
Hey, maybe Gordon Lightfoot visited that area one time or something. Who knows?
It could be it.
I did so well with the other contestants' streets, and now here I am.
All right, Judy.
Get the next three.
You do. You get the next three right. You're golden. You're good to go. And your next one is Wall Street. Wall Street. Is that a real Chicago street or a made up street?
I'm saying, I'm just going, yes, it's real.
You got it. What was that? Was that the?
Was that?
That was yes. You got it, Judy. There you go. Judy's got one right.
It's not on my list, but okay.
It is. It's an actual street. That one we're sure of. Okay, so Judy, you got one right. You got to get two more right, and then you win. Okay? Here we go.
Okay. Okay.
The next one is South Louis Parkway. South Louis Parkway.
I'm feeling yes on that. John, should I even ask you?
great question. I feel good about it. Is it L-O-U-I-S?
L-O-U-I-E, South Louis Parkway.
Just go with your gut. I'm not good for anything here.
Yeah. Let's go yes.
You got it. Woo! Eddie Street.
So
is there an Eddie Street for the win? An Eddie Street, Judy.
Eddie Street. Oh.
Ask me.
John, what do you think?
Yes, there is.
You got it, Judy. You win. You win. Thank you, Judy. Get with Pete. We'll get you a prize as well there, too. So we'll get you all hooked up. And thank you for playing, okay? I appreciate it. Have a good day. Hey, John, thank you for playing. You with the assist there at the end.
It helps to live on Eddie Street. There you go.
Oh. Get out. How about that? I had a friend on Mildred Street. That was another one on the list. I mean, the people's names ones are usually like one block because I always feel like it's the developer and just wants to put their wife's name or their name on it. You know, it's just one of those things.
There's also a Louise, by the way. There's a Louis and a Louise.
Get out. A Louis and a Louise. Mary, we're going to need you on this next
time we play
this.
Louis wasn't on my list, but Louise was.
Fun game. We got to play it again. And we will double check them with Mary in advance next time. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you later. Okay, John?
Have a good one.
You too.